Mary Matthew says, her son Echo Award Roman used the 100 South Sudanese pounds she gave him for buying biscuits to show the hospitality of South Sudanese to the Pope, who made a historic visit to Juba earlier this month. The photograph of Echo handing Pope Francis the 100 South Sudanese pound currency went viral on Facebook and other social media platforms. Matthew, who survives on earning from casual jobs like washing clothes and dishes in local restaurants, says she is humbled by her son's gesture. Matthew says she leaves the house early morning to look for jobs so she can have money to buy food and pay for medical care for Echo and his 5 siblings. Matthew says her husband does not help pay for her family needs.
The elder man is here.
The father of these kids is not a nice person. I go washing people's clothes so that my kids can attend school. When they are sick, I am the one to take them to the clinic and pay their medical bills.
Matthew lost her hearing due to meningitis during childhood, but says she has been single-handedly caring for her 6 children since they were born.
Relatives of the father of my kids don't come to visit us. They even don't help me buying school items and uniforms, shoes, sandals, textbooks and backpacks. They just leave me to do everything for these kids.
Echo's grandmother, Joyce Apai, who lives with Echo's family, confirms her daughter looks for manual jobs every morning.
She washes people's clothes to feed her children. She irons people's clothes to feed her kids. She works in a restaurant washing dishes to feed her kids. She has nobody to help her. Her husband is around but drinks a lot and beats her.
Apai says 6-year-old Echo dreams big, telling his mother he wants to be a priest. She says she was not surprised to see the photo of Echo on Facebook with the Pope.
When they returned home, I asked them, "Have you seen Pope?" They said yes. But after a few minutes, I started receiving phone calls from people who told me they saw photo of my son handing money to Pope Francis. I started asking Echo, "How did you find Pope in the huge crowd of people?" He said he cried and his money was in his hand. His mother gave it to him.
Pope Francis, during his visit to South Sudan, criticized what he called the stagnant peace process when he met with President Salva Kiir and other South Sudanese leaders. For VOA News, I am Juliana Shapai, reporting from Juba.